This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A vigil is planned within the hour in Idaho Springs for 22-year-old Christian Glass. CPR's Matt Moret reports organizers called his shooting inhumane and unnecessary.
Mourners are set to gather at Citizens Park in Glass's honor. He was shot and killed by a Clear Creek deputy in June. Glass, who wasn't suspected of a crime, called police for help after his car got stuck on a dirt road. He repeatedly said he was scared, and his parents say he was suffering a mental health crisis. After more than an hour, deputies broke the car windows to remove Glass by force. He was shot 5 times after grabbing a geology knife he had offered to surrender. Tonight's vigil will be the first public one held in his memory. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Fewer Colorado kids got regular immunizations this year. Jennifer Reich is a professor of sociology at the University of Colorado, Denver. She's also on the state's Vaccine Equity Task Force. She says the drop in normal vaccinations is partly due to the pandemic.
They haven't had consistent access to a medical home. They haven't had the ability to see a pediatrician during COVID, who live in a region where vaccine distribution is much more challenging.
Reich says vaccine hesitancy is another factor, and that means more children who are vulnerable to viruses. A suspect is under arrest in the hit-and-run that killed a Weld County Sheriff's deputy Sunday. The Weld County Sheriff's Office says it took 36-year-old Norberto Garcia Gonzalez into custody late last night. He's accused of fatally hitting 24-year-old deputy Alexis Hine-Nutz and fleeing the scene. Right now in Denver, it's 87 degrees and mostly cloudy. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.